Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Boogs. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Father Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back, Father Tone. And we have ourselves a new moderator, line reader. That is Bike over here.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Well, we're happy to have you, sir. So we got ourselves a big slate of entertainment here this weekend between the conference championship week in college football. The NFL playoff race is coming towards the end. A lot of big games. And Fight Night, Thompson versus Neal. Monty the Italian is back.
Whoa, hey, what's up, buddy?
He's back. Welcome back, Monty the Italian. We missed you last week.
Yeah. What was I doing last week?
Nothing. Probably something.
Oh, I think I had to work or something.
Yeah, you
hate to see it. I did miss
you. Don't miss you.
Yeah. Missed you guys too.
All right, so we're not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right into our recap of the NFL slate of games last week. Let's see how we did. Bike, are you going to read us our recap, or what's the deal? What do we think?
Well, you know, I can pull it up over here.
You got an iPad the size of you.
Yeah, I did. It's a big iPad.
Yo, one time I broke my neck in first grade, and my teacher got me this, like, easel and blew my paper, my, like, worksheets up, like, big as hell. So it was, like, I was using, like, worksheets that were literally, like, the size of me. It was wild.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we ready?
Well, so we'll start with the first game. The first game was the Texans and the Bears. Texans lost pretty big, 36-7. Nate took the under in that game, so you snuck it in.
Yeah, Good win on that. I tend to sneak it in.
Yeah, we both leaned Texans. We were wrong on that, but fortunately we didn't take anything. Again, Nate took the under, so
that's
good
a
job.
Dub. Hit me with it.
Oh, you want a soundboard?
Well, yeah,
I won. That's a new thing for me, man.
I'll take it.
Here we go. Yeah.
We might have one more because we also had the Cowboys versus the Bengals. The Cowboys ended up winning 30-7. Nate also took the under in that game, and he won.
Oh, the very kid. Hot. Very hot start.
Really. I lean the Cowboys. I refuse to take them. Yeah, but it's fine. So the next game, we had the Dolphins and the Chiefs. The Chiefs ended up winning 33-27. Nate took the under in this game.
Well, it's hard to go 3-for-3 when you take three straight fucking unders, but... Ouch. 67% doesn't really hurt because I'm still one.
Right. I wonder what the over-under on the first F-bomb was in this podcast because it probably most likely went over.
Oh, I said it to Mikey earlier when he was trying to do something.
So, yeah. You ended up losing that under. It was 49.5. It ended up going to 60, so that's all right. It happens. In the next game, we had the Vikings and the Bucks. The Vikings lost 14-26. I ended up teasing the Bucks down to a minus half point with Atlanta plus 3.5. So luckily I ended up winning that one. Nate did predict that the Bucks would roll. They did a pretty good job coming off that bye.
Yeah, I don't know how much more clear I could have been when I was just bitching about the Vikings last week and saying that you need to take the Bucks. I mean, I would almost count that as a win, but you can't do it. You just can't because I suck.
Okay.
Oh, boogers.
On to the next game. We had the Colts and the Raiders. The Colts ended up winning 44-27. Nate took a teaser. He ended up winning. He took the Colts over 45.5 with the Chargers plus 8.5. So he ended up winning that teaser. Good job on that one, Nate.
Thank you. That's another dub in the pocket. What am I, 3-1 so far?
Something like that.
I'll take it.
This dude can't miss.
That was a game where I ended up just taking the over, so I got over 51.5.
Also a good pick on your end.
I mean,
the Colts almost went over by themselves.
Right. What a game.
Big fan.
Cash out.
Next, we had the Saints and the Eagles. The Saints ended up losing 21-24. Nate took the under. He lost that one by 1 point.
Yeah, well,
ouch.
Are you gonna? What do you got over there? I'm looking at you. Just go ahead. You know what? We'll go to the next game because 3-2.
The next game was a really good one for us actually. So it was the Falcons and the Chargers. Falcons lost 17-20. this worked out for both of us. So I teased the Falcons plus 3.5. Nate teased the Chargers plus 8.5. They both covered.
Yeah. And we had mentioned when we both took that teaser that there was a really good chance that we were both going to win on that.
Right.
So that's a good dub. Good dub.
We then had the Washington football team versus the 49ers. We had mentioned this was kind of a fishy line. It just didn't make sense.
Right.
So for that reason, I didn't take it. I wish I would have, because Washington won 23-15. Nate ended up teasing Washington plus 9.5 with the Browns plus 7.5. So he won that one.
Another dub for the kid. Yep. Well, 4-2 on the NFL slate. I'll take that. That's some winning numbers we're looking for. And hopefully we changed your luck and you listened. What do you and then Tone, did you just, what, you leaned in that Washington Niners game?
Yeah, I think I might have leaned, but I didn't pull the trigger, so nothing to record.
Okay, yeah, Sunday Night Football?
Sunday Night Football, we had the Steelers and the Bills. The Steelers lost 15-26. I was a little upset about this game because I had the Steelers plus 8.5. The whole way through, they were covering.
Yeah. Yeah, they were winning. They were winning in the first half. They looked like they were going to roll, and then they gave up. It looked like
the Bills got some bullshit field goal, and they got 26 instead of 23. So I ended up losing that one. We then had the Monday Night Football game. What a thriller!
Absolutely, best game I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it's tough because a majority of us are Browns fans here, so.
I cried at the game.
Yeah, it was Monty was
there, and Monty the Italian was there live at the Browns
Ravens
game. Season ticket holder.
Yeah, I got season tickets.
Oh yeah, yep.
Mentioned on season or episode one.
Yep, the pilot episode. Yeah,
it hurt. It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah,
I mean, what a hell of a game for the Browns.
And that
Baker came out and actually played football. Yeah, he was fun to watch.
Baker continues to roll.
Yeah, and can we just talk about that safety at the end? I mean, we are betting. Gambling podcast. There's no reason we shouldn't talk about that safety at the end. The Browns have done that twice this year. I lost when Nick Chubb decided to take a nap on the 1 yard line and they didn't want to cover. What was it, Tennessee they were playing? Where Nick Chubb just dropped down at the 1 yard line.
When did they miss that extra point that one game? Because that cost me.
Many a game.
They were, yeah. I think they were like 3.5 point favorites, and that would have put them up by 4, and that ended up costing me like $300 on like a $10 parlay. It was tough.
If there's one thing that I know.
Brutal.
Don't bet on the Browns.
You never bet for nor against the Cleveland Browns.
That is a golden rule.
Because you will lose.
Yes.
Period.
So, but that's why teasers are sometimes your best friend, because that was my second leg of my winning teaser. Browns plus 7.5, so that did cover. I wasn't an angry guy about it, but Tone also had that, but unfortunately the Steelers couldn't get it done on the first leg of it.
Right.
All right, so let's go in real quick. We already did it to
he
him.
Snuck that in.
Yeah.
Nice guy. So our DK picks, real quick. I had Justin Herbert. He was fine, just barely. He had 16.72 points.
He was
points.
Not fine.
He was just, yeah. I paired him with Keenan Allen, who had 20 points, which is fine.
Good
pick. He could have done a little better, but that's not a bad pick. I took Gallman, who had only 10 points, but he's only 5,700, so could have been worse. I took Logan Thomas, who had 10 points.
Trying to ride the hot train, right?
Yeah, underwhelming, really. And then DeAndre Swift.
Very good DeAndre Swift pick.
Had 15 points.
Yeah, so my quarterback did similar numbers. Ryan Tannehill had 16.5, but it felt like he had 16.5 in like the first quarter of that game. So I was a little upset about that. Ronald Jones had 15. You can always appreciate a nice 15 for a 6,100. Oh, you want to maybe get him a couple more catches out of the backfield to get a couple more points. Then Julio Jones did not play. He was a scratch out of there, but I did mention A.J. Brown would be my other pick, and he had a 27 bomb, was on fire. Tight end Hunter Henry got me 10, but for 3,300, that's not too bad. And then Brandon Cooks, another wide receiver that was a scratch in the game. So that was just unfortunate for me, and I didn't help anybody, I feel like, there. So hopefully this next week I pick some people who actually want to get on the field and play football.
Yeah, tough week for you there, Nate.
Yeah, you really hate to see it. But our sleepers, though, Tim Patrick, 12 points. My guy Danny Amendola, who I snuck in there, had 6 catches, got 12 points.
You know, he was all over the end zone as well.
Danny?
Yeah, Danny almost scored 2 touchdowns. He got tackled on the 1-yard line, and then you saw the one where he got tackled on like the 3-yard line.
Yeah, well, that's my luck.
Real close. Yeah. Very close.
It changes. I
think a decent job overall. It's tough with the DK. You know, we're trying to have some reaches here to make sure we have value, but I think overall it was pretty solid picks. So why don't we go into our Week 15 picks?
Yeah, we're going to start with the Saturday games, Mike.
Okay. We're going to start with the Saturday games here.
I got them here with the TV.
You should have it on...
Is it? It's just straight down on this, right?
Yeah, we got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So these are as of Thursday morning.
Saturday games.
Yeah, we have 2 Saturday games.
Okay, we got the Bills.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
Against the Denver Broncos. Is this home or away? Do I know if they're home
the
or away?
The bottom team is the home team.
Yeah, you can peep up there for the home and away.
Ah, okay, yeah. I guess. Bottom team's home team. So, we have Denver against the Bills at Denver. The line is -6, over under 49.
Okay, at first I did have the Broncos thinking Drew Lock is a baller. He's always out there to compete. But the Bills in the last 5 weeks are 5-0 against the spread, which they're going to have a downfall eventually.
Are
I do
the Broncos over the Bills?
Well, I at first, but I'm getting 6 points. That's the so I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win by a field goal. Brian McManus is out, and that's why I didn't want to take the Broncos because I didn't want to get screwed on an extra point or a field goal that
Brandon
some
McManus.
Dude. Yeah, he the oh, what did I say, Brian?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's
I'm
gonna
you
happen.
What are you thinking?
Oh, by the way, that's gonna be a pass. So I did not take the Broncos. That's a pass on Boog's end.
No Broncos for Boog's.
So for me, it's hard not to take something. It's a Saturday treat. You know, there's 2 games on Saturday. I got to have some action there. So I'm going to tease both the games. I'm going to go ahead and tease the Bills down to a pick. I imagine it's hard for them to stop rolling. Drew Lock's coming off 4 touchdowns, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be tough for him to continue to keep up that pace. So I'm going to go with the Bills on a pick here, and I'm going to tease him with the Packers down to the Packers -3. So...
I like that teaser. I do think the Bills end up winning that game. That 6 points is fishy to me.
Fishy. And what do you do when it's fishy?
Well, I went fishing a couple times, and, well, I did
you
do well.
Green Bay against Carolina. Green Bay -9, over under 51.5. So I want to make sure I got that line out there because you're already teasing something with Green Bay.
Yeah, I did kind of sneak them in together. My apologies.
Well, it's easier for the listeners if we finish the teaser right away.
Okay.
And then when you mention that line again, we'll reiterate what we teased with it.
So
yeah,
I will just go off it. I mean, while I have it on the board, I'm going to tease the Packers down to -3. I had them at -8.5, so I like to tease down to 2.5, getting through that key number. But now I see it at 9. I'm still going to roll it down to 3. I'm assuming that Aaron Rodgers wants to continue to roll. He's on an MVP race. They've already clinched things, though, so that's kind of the one potential downfall to that bet. But I'm still going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to ride the Packers until...
Do they have anything to play for?
Wait, the Packers clinched the 1 seed?
Well, in their division. So.
Oh, no, they want to chase that number 1 overall seed. Get
but,
that
yeah,
first
but
round
the one
bye.
Thing is I saw Aaron Rodgers said he had never had home field advantage.
Oh, he wants it.
So, in the playoffs. So, I guess he's going to want that. I imagine they'll play for that. So, I'll take them to continue to roll.
Yeah, I also liked it when it was back at 8.5. Carolina doesn't really have anything to play for. They're 4-9. Green Bay does want to get that one and only first round bye with the whole new playoff format this year with 7 teams. Only 1 team gets a bye. So, that's crucial. I think they do win. I don't want them to win by a field goal and make it silly because it's a Saturday night game and they want to keep it close. I'm going to pass the game. I don't have... Saturday's going to be a boring day for me.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a real heartbreaker.
Nothing.
But don't worry. I catch some heat.
We're...
I
We're looking for some.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We're figuring it out, though, man. I mean,
no,
you...
no, I don't. Everyone, everyone, leave me alone. I got some action coming.
Okay, he's got it. He's got it. Yeah. He's got action. All
right. I feel it though. Like I said last week, it's getting later in the NFL season, so it's tough to take action on every game. You know, with the weather and the injuries.
Exactly.
And the motivation.
No, the motivation, I think,
so,
is big.
I understand. I have quite a few passes myself. It's hard not to at this.
But it's a hot start.
But. Yeah, well, we have some shit.
All right.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Let's get the Sunday games going.
Press the iron on you here, Nate. Here we go. We got the Texans going to Indianapolis. Indianapolis is -7. The over-under is 50.5.
Okay, yeah. You're going to start to notice a trend. There's a lot of high numbers in the over-unders this week. So, Texans looked really bad last week against Chicago. I mean, they got absolutely blown out. They've just continued to disappoint all year, which I guess that DeAndre Hopkins trade hurt them a little more than they thought it would. Terrible trade. The Colts have Pittsburgh next week, which I think will be a good game, which tells me that the Colts are going to win the game, but I don't like the 7. So, like a stripper who tells you she loves you, this is going to be the spit in your mouth Boogs teaser of the week.
I hope that doesn't stick.
I don't think that's going to stick.
What is that?
It's a toilet.
A stinky toilet.
Yeah. When's the flush start and end?
I can see the symmetry there.
So, I'm teasing the Colts down to -1. And with that game, I am going to jump down. I'll talk about it later when we get to it. But I am going to take the Patriots up to +7.
Okay.
On a two-team teaser, don't spit in anybody's mouth.
I actually really like that teaser. I had the Colts tease down to 1, and I end up tailing back. I'm going to lean that. I really like that. The Texans are banged up. Their safety got hurt. Their D-tackle got hurt last week. Brandon Cooks didn't play. I imagine he's going to play this week. I haven't gotten the official
update on him. Yeah, it was a late scratch.
I don't know what's going to happen in that game. I don't want to touch over-under. Or pick a side. So I would lean the Colts. I really like that teaser you took, but I'm going to pass that game.
I just think it's going to be setting up for a really good Colts versus Steelers showdown next week. But I always think ahead for some reason.
Right.
All right, Mike, what we got? What are we thinking?
All right. Next on the list, we have the Detroit Lions coming in to play Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. The line is -11. And the over-under, again, in the 50s, 51.5.
I'm ultimately going to end up passing this game. Yeah. I can't help it. I mean, I think
why
the Titans roll.
No money line, just because it's probably
maybe
too early.
Maybe they don't want to get smacked on either side.
Has Stafford been confirmed in or out?
That's probably what it is, too, and that's another reason I don't want to take anything on this. I don't know if Stafford's going to play.
Kenny Galladay's out.
Yeah.
Galladay's still out. If Stafford doesn't play, I don't know. Titans should roll them. That's only 11 points, but I'm not going to take it because of all those reasons.
Is Detroit playing for anything at this point?
Oh, no, they're done.
They're done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to pass this game. What do you think, Nate?
So, 11 points is a lot in an NFL game, but then, like we were saying, when you don't know the certainty of Matthew Stafford, who's basically the only one who's out there who looks like he's trying, I'm also on a hard pass. Titans should roll, but I'm not going to give 11 when they're going to win by 10, probably. So, I also pass. Next game there, bike or bike.
Next, we have Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming into the ATL. ATL is getting 6, and the over-under is 49.5.
Yeah, another one of those high totals. The Falcons, another disappointing season. I don't know what went wrong. I don't know what Tom Brady did to that organization after he came back and stomped them in that Super Bowl, but they haven't been good. They haven't even looked like they've even tried to be a good team or make the playoffs. But then again, they're kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what they're going to get. They blow out the Raiders. Tom Brady, everyone wants to be Tom Brady. You're going to get the best from the other team. Hard pass.
Yeah, I understand. It's tough. I think, like I had mentioned last week, the Bucs were the last team to get a bye. Tom Brady's old. He really needed a break. It was nice for him. I'm glad he got that break. So they came out and rolled after their bye last week. They won. So this week they're minus -6. What I'm going to do, instead of teasing the Bucks down to minus -6.
Oh, I didn't mean that. That was an accident.
Yeah, what is that?
Instead of teasing the Bucks down to -6 with the Seahawks down to minus -6, I'm going to actually take them both on the money line and parlay that together.
Oh,
and
bold.
The reason I'm going to do that is because it's the same exact bet, but it's significantly different odds. So
elaborate.
If I take the teaser of minus, you know, so I take the Bucks minus -6 down to pick 'em. I take the Seahawks minus -6 down to pick 'em. A 6-point teaser is going to be minus -120. So if I bet $100, I might win around $80. If I take them each on the money line parlay, it's the same bet. I see them both to win. It's actually going to be closer to even odds. So I'm doing the same bet, but in a smarter manner. I'm going to win closer to $100 if I were to bet $100 at that time.
Okay, right on.
So I'm actually going to take the Bucks on the money line to win with the Seahawks on the money line and parlay that together.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that one. That's a double money line. So it's even nicer to see even this morning because now that I'm looking at it, the Seahawks were minus -5.5. So you always want to kind of see that trend upward when you want to take the money line. So I like that bet. I'm going to ride with you. We're going to luck that in with
Oh, man, I need a sound.
Yeah, we need a sound. We need this is the we had zero luck-ins last week, by the way.
What?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you hate to see that. Let me.
Hey, that's bad juju. Don't look at
that. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cancel
I got
to
get you a good sound, man.
If you could just see my face of disappointment. Yeah, okay, you already farted,
you didn't
so.
Plan this before?
I don't have many choices on this thing, man.
Why the fart? Anything? Our first luck it in 2 weeks and we get farted on. Whatever.
That's a luck it in, man. Let's do it.
That's poopy. What if our picks are poopy?
Wait, this will be when Nate says something totally wrong.
I wish I didn't say that.
Oh, is that from Dan's basement? Like, that was
all right. Well, let's keep
moving
here.
I can't believe you still have that. That's awesome. Oh, I was hammered.
All right, so what's the next game?
All right, next game. We have New England going to the warm city of Miami. Miami is minus -1 over under. 41.5. Nate, what are you thinking?
Well, so if you're listening about 4 minutes ago, I have the Patriots seized up to plus +7 along with the Colts minus -1. So that is my teaser. I think I might have two. I'm trying to cut down on the teasers to kind of break out of my comfort
teaser
zone.
Teaser totters, I know they're addicting.
Sure.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the Dolphins, or Tua, has nobody to throw to. I think Mike Gesicki's out. Devontae Parker is hurt.
Yeah,
Preston Williams is out.
Yeah.
All the running backs are out. I don't see them scoring many points either. So not only do I like the Pets plus +7 on that teaser, I'm going to heavy lean the under. I'm not going to do any. I want to take it so bad. I'm looking at it, and it's looking at me. We're looking at each other. I'm going to put it in. Miami Dolphins under 41.5.
I'm working on it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got two things going on this game. So one of them's going to win. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Pats just don't have a lot of offense. Cam Newton had maybe 119 yards last week passing. I mean, that's
they love running the ball.
Yeah. it's tough, but Damian Harris only rushed for 50 yards as a leading. So it's tough. I don't know if there's going to be a ton of offense in this game. I want to lean the under, but I'm going to pass this game, but I will lean the under with you.
Yeah, okay, right on.
Nice lean. Nice lean. Next up, we have Seattle against Washington. Washington is plus 6. Over-under is 44.5. Antonio, what are you thinking?
So I had already mentioned this one. So this is the game I'm going to take the Bucks money line with Seattle money line. Again, I'm going to parlay those together because that's going to be close to even odds. If I were to tease the same bet, it's the same outcome, it's going to be minus 120. So I'm going to money line parlay those together, Seahawks and Bucks.
Yeah, that was a lucky in bet. Yeah. Haskins is looking like he's going to get the start, and they've shown that they haven't been a great team when he's at the helm. But then again, Washington's defense is super nasty. I'm on the Seahawks money line, but it's a heavy lean to the under as well. I don't think there's going to be many points scored in that one. So,
all right, Nate, let's start with you here. We got the Chicago Bears.
The Bears
coming into Minnesota. Minnesota's minus 346. This is a big playoff thing for Minnesota, right?
I've known from the start that we are going 6-10. We're going to lose out. Vikings aren't going to win this game. The minus 3 is just a nice little gesture we're
getting.
Kicker's
going to miss it.
Oh, yeah, and Dan Bailey's back next week, so yeah. That's fantastic.
He gave up a lot of points last week.
12. And a missed field goal, so 13.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And that reminds me of that playoff game when Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal to go to the next round. But no, I'm not mad. I watch it for the fun of it.
You betting it?
No, I'm passing. But go Vikings, they're going to lose.
All right. Antonio,
keep that in mind thinking, for next week.
I'm going to ride with the Vikings this week. I'm going to take a minus 3.
Silly.
Both teams actually have a chance to sneak into the playoffs, despite they're both 6-7 on the year. They both have a possibility to sneak into the wild card, so they're playing for something. The Bills' offense is starting to click. We saw 100 yards from Robinson. We saw 100 yards from Montgomery, a touchdown for each of those. But we'll see. Last week, the Bucs actually held Jefferson and Thielen down to 30 yards each, which is very low for them.
Yeah.
You know, I expect them to bounce back this week. I imagine the Vikings. One thing we'll see about Dalvin Cook is he had 100 yards and a touchdown last week against the Bucs' number one rush defense. So I imagine he'll roll
this
week
against the Bulls. They just keep giving
him the ball. Yeah. The Bills are about middle of the pack as far as rush defense goes.
Right.
So I think he'll be able to roll. He'll open up the passing game to Thielen, Jefferson. I'm going to roll with the Vikings minus 3.
Straight up?
Straight up. It was 2.5. That's what I liked, but I'll take 3. That's
All right. Next, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars at Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are minus 13. The over-under is 47.5. Antonio, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'm going to pass this one. The Ravens, this is their fourth week playing after 6 days. So they're not getting the adequate rest that other teams are. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them. I think they're going to win for sure, but I don't know how much margin they're going to get. They might run the ball a lot, or who knows what's going to happen. So I don't like these big spreads. I generally stay away from them. But I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Yeah. I agree with another short week for Baltimore, and that just kind of leans towards my decision because Minshew mania is real. The guy goes out there, he plays hard. I love watching him play. I'm taking the Jags, getting that 13 points. It's going to be a tough watch, but I think the Jags are just bad enough to lose by 10.
Yeah, I don't hate it, only because, I mean, Lamar Jackson is even going to play. I know he had cramps or whatever.
He pooped.
He pooped.
Is that serious? Like,
I pooped.
The memes are wild with that.
That's a whole quarter, man. I mean, this was playoff for these guys. And
have you ever?
If he really had to take a poop, like, dude.
Hey, you don't understand how much time I run up on the clock at work when I have to poop.
Yeah, I mean, but he totally redeemed himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. I actually like the plus 13. I just can't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it.
I did but, it. Not with I the, did it, baby.
I think that nothing. Could be a good choice.
All right. Next, we have the 49ers going to Dallas. Dallas is plus 3. The over-under is 45. Nate, what? Tell me.
So, the Cowboys are a lot like the Falcons. The box of chocolates, you really never know what you're going to get. Because the Cowboys beat the Vikings. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
The Cowboys just rolled last week. They looked like a good football team, but they were playing the Bengals. They stink.
Yeah, yeah.
The Niners, I'm not quite sure what they were playing for. Minus 3. I think it was at 3.5 yesterday or the day before. I'm just going to pass the game. I have no idea which team's going to come out on either side. That's a pass on my end.
I'd tell you what you think,
Andy. Yeah, I agree. Both these teams are unpredictable. I can't back either one of them.
Yeah.
Throughout different points of the season, I do prefer one or the other. But at this point, I'm going to just pass.
Yeah, that. Next, we have the Jets going to the Rams. The line is Rams are minus 17.5, and the over-under is 43.
No fucking way.
What a spread. Half, so. Yeah, it's too much for me. I hate to do it, but I can't back either one of those sides. Last week, Cam Akers rushed 29 times.
And he looked good.
Yeah, he did. He had 171 yards. It was interesting, the beginning parts of the season, they were pretty equal between him, Henderson, Malcolm Brown. At this point, I think Cam Akers kind of taken over and said, this is my offense.
I've been waiting for that. I thought that was going to happen way sooner.
Yeah, I'm sick because my fiance's league, we dropped Cam Akers, and now I'm like, my goodness.
Well, but probably back then when he wasn't getting any touches, that's what, I mean, you got to get rid of him.
So...
Are you betting it?
No, I'm going to pass. I don't do numbers like that, personally.
What are you thinking?
The Rams are really good. I think they can go over by themselves this game if they really wanted to. The Jets are that bad. But then again, maybe they'll lay off on the second half. They got the playoffs to worry about. Get some guys some rest. I'm going to pass. But I do have a super heavy lean towards the under.
Really?
I do. I'm going to. But
the Jets, they've scored a lot of points almost every game.
Against bad defenses lately.
Well,
what? How much? Against the Seahawks, they scored 3 points last week.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. But
and the Rams
and the Seahawks had a terrible defense.
Well, the Rams have a way better defense. I mean, I don't see the Jets scoring many points. Even if they get 10, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, that's fair.
So heavy lean under.
That's fair.
No take, real.
Next on the docket, we got Philly going to Arizona. Arizona is minus 7. The over-under is 49.5. Tone.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and tease the Cardinals in this game. It's going to be an interesting matchup. We got the two Oklahoma quarterbacks going head-to-head here.
Oh, very interesting. I didn't even think about that. Jalen Hurts versus Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think it'll be fun. Kyler Murray looked better last week. You know, I have said this prior. I like the Cardinals. It's hard when Kyler Murray's immobile, but he looked more mobile last week. So if he's going to be mobile, I like him at home. If I tease him down to 1, I just need them to win, essentially. So I'm going to tease him down to 1, and I'm going to actually take them with the Saints plus 9.
Oh, very
cool.
So,
I'm going to take the Saints plus 9, but I'll get to that pick a little later.
Yeah, that's funny, because I initially did have the Cardinals teased down to just giving that 1 point basically just to win the game, but I pulled away because I haven't seen enough of Jalen Hurts yet. I don't know how he's going to come out and play.
He's a rookie quarterback. He's on the road. I don't know.
So I am going to pass this game. I don't have a real lean either. The Cardinals could just win by 7, or they can sneak out and win by 1 somehow. But I think Jalen Hurts goes out and gets that team excited, because the Eagles always seem to play better when Carson Wentz is not at the helm. They all, like Nick Foles, got them a Super Bowl win. They always just seem to have that extra little adrenaline boost, so I don't have a take on it.
All right. So no bets.
Well,
Tone's got a teaser.
Coming up.
I got the
tease him with
Cardinals
another
tease.
Actually this next game.
Yeah.
So all right, I got it.
Beautiful transition.
All right. We got the Chiefs going against the Saints. The Saints are +3. The over-under is 51.5. Tone, fill in that teaser.
So, like I said, I'll take the Saints +9. I like them at home. The Chiefs haven't been covering any kind of spreads
without
at all.
Drew Brees?
I'm still going to take him. Drew Brees was made available. I don't think he'll play, or maybe he does. I don't know. Regardless, I'm going to take them +9. I don't know how much the Chiefs care to get margin, like I said. So I hate to do it, but I'm going to.
That is bold.
I think that's the sharp play. It's
what's
the
that?
Tough play. I
need to, what, but, the +9?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints.
You think
plus
that's
nine.
Bold?
I think Saints is bold.
I'll give you something
without
bold.
Without Drew Brees.
Like the Chex Mix flavor.
All right, Nate.
Watch
give
out.
Me,
here
give
we
me
go.
Bold.
I'm just going to take the Saints plus the 3 points. And I'll tell you why. Because the Steelers are losing their games. The Chiefs are playing with... They haven't played with pressure a single game all year.
They don't have to. They're that good.
The Saints are... Their defense is no joke. They have a tough defense.
They may have a good defense, but...
Taysom Hill has...
Kansas
these
City
boys
has
playing well.
The best offense.
I won't even be mad at the money line. I think the Saints win this game, but if you're giving me 3 points...
Those are bold words. Yeah, those are bold.
I think the Saints come out,
we'll
they
see.
Win... Is that the office, dude?
I don't know. All right.
We'll see
so,
how it goes.
Yeah, I got the Saints +3 in that game.
Nice. Next on the docket.
Ooh, the hometown heroes.
The Cleveland Browns are going to the hurt New York Giants. Giants are getting 6. The over-under is 44.
Browns by an arm and a leg.
Ooh. So this line started at 5, I believe, and it just shifted up, but it looks like the money's going towards the Giants, which I'm going to lean the Giants. I'm going to pass the game overall.
Wow.
The Giants are at home. The Browns coming off that big loss. They've been playing really well lately. I think the Giants have a really good chance at winning this game, but I'm just going to pass. I'm not going to.
Monty's triggered.
I haven't eaten.
Wild.
Locked in on.
Oh, he
Italian.
We got a big slate of UFC fights this weekend. Monty the Italian
getting
is
okay.
Getting ready.
Back off me, pal. Make me fucking come across this table, all right?
Fucking walk it.
Move your cab.
Oh, hey, we got a.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So you're going to fart on a luck in and come in perfect on a fight?
Man,
I hate you.
We'll figure it out.
This guy's fired.
Yeah, we'll figure it out for sure.
I was ready for that.
Oh, unbelievable. That was awesome. He brought me, technically.
Tone, are you going to bet against Cleveland or for Cleveland? I'd love to hear
I'm going to lean the under. I mean, the Giants' defense is much better than it may appear. I think the Browns have looked really good offensively, so the public's going to jump all over the over, I would imagine. Maybe not, but I'm going to go with the under, but only at lean.
Yeah, I like the Giants' defense. I think it's pretty good.
Oh,
yeah.
The Giants' defense is the real deal this year. I agree. I would also lean the under. That wouldn't be a bad take.
Okay, double lean. So can we get into
just
actual
don't
fall.
You know, we can just take it.
Yeah. I mean, a double lean. If you're going more than 50%, if you're going to
I don't know
away.
If I...
All right.
But 44, it...
I'm just going to take it.
You're going to take
lock
the under.
For me. Thanks, man.
Dude's farting on our parade.
Nice guy.
It's locked, dude. It's locked in. All
right.
Wait, that's an Antonio take. That wasn't a luck it in. So did you? So that was not.
Not a luck it in.
Very confusing to the listeners.
Yeah.
I understand. Yes.
It's going to get to the point he's just going to fart like in every 30 seconds.
It's fine.
Let's move on.
All right. Okay. So Antonio's got the Fowler Tone's got the under, and I got the. Lean under.
Yeah. So next on the docket, we got the Steelers going to Baltimore or Cincinnati. I'm sorry, Cincinnati is +13. The over under is 40.5.
Oh,
Nate, tell me.
Man, I'm really tempted to have a double take in this game and just go Steelers and the under. Because I don't think the Bengals are going to score a lot of points. Their offense is horrendous. Their football team is horrendous. No Joe Burrow. What does my guy Fowler's Tone say every week to the Bengals fans?
prayers go out.
The prayers go out to those Bengals fans. But I'm only going to go. I'm only going to go with the. I think I don't like giving that many points, but I'm going to. I think the Steelers get it done by more than 13. Oh man, now I'm starting to think -7 under 46.5.
Ooh, you know what?
It's hard to tease two in the same game.
It's tough to do that. I don't like to do that personally.
Oh, you know what? Here,
if it was 12, Antonio, what would you think?
Well, if it was 12, I'd feel different.
No, but. You know what? I'm going to take the Steelers -7 with the Browns under 50. And that's going to be my take for the primetime games of the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, touchdown. Yeah, okay. I didn't get farted on.
There he is.
Yeah.
We almost had to look it in because I'm going to go ahead and just take the Steelers -13.
Oh, yeah, I think they're going to roll too.
Ooh,
they've been coming off a couple offensive performances that have been poor. So.
Okay, that was the first time I pressed that button.
Interesting one.
Yeah, let's just test it live.
We'll do it live.
I just feel like the Steelers are going to come out and roll. It's about their time, you know. They've had quite a few unders as well, so eventually it's going to go over. I'm going to go I'm not going to take the over, but I'm going to take the Steelers to roll, and it could possibly go over, but I can't go against or go with the Bengals. You know,
they're
I feel like this is the time to just shove it in.
Yeah,
because
try to get yourself
bad.
A draft pick.
So I'm going to take the Steelers -13.
Right on, and that's going to be our slate of games, which we're going to just. Straight transition to DraftKings value picks. Spike, what do you think?
We want to go into the DraftKings?
Yeah, you got the TV in front of you available?
What do you want?
Yeah.
No, his iPad.
Yeah, the just down here.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Tone, do you want to get us kickstarted here with your value quarterback of the week?
So, it's hard to do this, but I feel like he's in a comfortable position. It's a 1 o'clock slate. He's at home. I'm gonna go with Kirk Cousins. He's only 6,100. The Bears' passing defense isn't as glamorous as it may appear. They're about middle of the road. You know, I'm not too concerned with that. So at home, I'm gonna take Kirk Cousins 6,100 as my quarterback.
Okay, yeah, my quarterback's right around the same price range, but I'm going back on thinking the Saints are going to go and win that game. I got my guy Taysom Hill, $6,000. Just for future reference, I'm not going to pair him with a receiver because I don't think he's a kind of quarterback that you want to exactly pair with a receiver mm-hmm. because I'm just kind of banking on those rush yards and rushing touchdowns and then maybe throw one to Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook, Michael Thomas. I mean, you don't know.
So you're telling me I got to get this quarterback? Is he going to be the best quarterback out there?
I mean, that's a whole lot of fucking pressure, bud. But I mean, that's my value quarterback of the week.
Yeah,
I mean,
for the value.
Holy cow.
I mean, for the value.
What are you, a cop?
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Holy shnikes.
All right, so for my running back, I'm going to go with Kenyon Drake. He's 5,500.
He's terrible.
He's fine.
He's terrible.
He gets touchdowns.
When?
Hold on.
At times.
I remember
his last
touchdown.
Wait, hold on. This guy wins one DraftKings in 11 weeks.
He's going to tell
and now
us.
He's all over. He didn't have anything to say earlier, but here he is.
You know you're sick of seeing my name up there on the top of that DraftKings.
Either way.
Well, I did it. Look,
I'm going to still take him for 5,500.
All right, so yeah, while my moderator gets himself a big head, I'm going to take Miles Sanders as my halfback. He is giggity giggity goo 6,900, and with Jalen.
You're supposed to say nice.
Well, I was waiting for someone to kind of. We might get interrogated for Miles Sanders.
This is Quagmire reference. All
right.
I like the idea of Sanders. I think
they're
going to
run the ball a lot. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah,
right.
And it should be his time, but.
A lot of deacon dunks, maybe screen passes.
I really like Sanders. I actually picked him as well this week.
Oh, well, look at that.
There he is.
He's not going to fart.
Okay.
All right. Who's your receiver?
So, for my wide receiver, I like Justin Jefferson. He is 7,300, but I'm going to pair him with Kirk Cousins.
You really like those Vikings, man. They stink.
It's the first time I've really backed them, but
Yeah, well.
I feel like he's going to come out, and he's been really solid. He's getting a lot of targets. Again, yeah. I think it's going to be a battle between them and Chicago. So
offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull a Father Tone. So he had DeAndre Swift 1 week. He didn't play. And he goes, I'm going to ride him. And he took DeAndre Swift the next week. So last week, Brandon Cooks was an early scratch. I'm taking Brandon Cooks to come back 6,000 as my wide receiver.
All right. So I like it. Tight ends. Let's talk tight ends, Antonio.
Tone just whispered he's looking right
he
now.
He doesn't like he doesn't like his
So I have pick. A tight end.
Now, let me Nate, what do you think of tight end wise?
I
do have a tight end.
I am liking Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith, yeah.
From Tennessee, $3,700.
I saw him as well. Yeah, he's cheap.
Cheap. He's handsome.
Antonio Brown or AJ Brown maybe, you know. He may be questionable. He may not play.
He's right. going to get. He's going to get his targets.
I liked him as well.
So Antonio, he's liked a couple of my picks.
What? Give me your tight end.
I'm gonna go with Eric Ebron.
Oh,
yeah. I agree. That's a good pick.
I mean,
how much is he?
He's $4,100.
Fair, very fair price.
I feel like there's decent value there because, like I said, their offense should roll this week, and he's should get a decent amount of targets and. At that price point, I'll take that.
Yeah, so, and we each have a sleeper.
What about Higbee? What do you think about Higbee this week, Nate?
I like Higbee. I'm not... he was... What was he, 3,800?
I don't know.
3,900. Yeah, he's under four, but I did like the idea of Higbee, but I didn't like the idea of the Rams throwing the ball in the second half.
And you think they're going to run it just a ton?
I mean, they have... Akers, Henderson, Malcolm Brown? Or something.
Malcolm Brown.
Yeah. They have those. I mean, they're going to use them. They're going to run the ball. They're going to beat the Jets. I might have them in one of my leagues. I might just go for maybe the first half touchdown or two. But I can't back them.
Well, for my flex position, I have CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, the flex.
So, yeah.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, he's $4,500.
That's cheap. That could have been a sleeper.
They're going against Baltimore.
I understand. I feel like he's coming... The Cowboys are not...
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know,
I'm just
going to
sit here.
Who do the Cowboys play?
Let me get back on this soundbite here.
Yeah. What? So, CeeDee Lamb's going up... They're three-point favorites against...
The 49ers.
The 49ers.
Is Sherm? Sherm won't be guarding
I'm still going to take him. He's only $4,500. He's coming off a career low in targets.
Yeah.
He only had two targets last game. That's not typical for him, so I feel like his value is a little cheaper on DraftKings. So I'll take him for $4,500.
Wow. You could have went with him with your sleeper. 45, that's cheap. That's a really good value
I almost
pick.
Did, actually, but I was like, I'll take him here.
Wow, look at Father Tone, helping the listeners out, saving some DK cash. Yeah. Good for them.
Good for you.
That's what we do.
I didn't go too expensive with my flex. I'm kind of riding the hot J.K. Dobbins at $5,900. I think he's going to get the majority of the touches. Mark Ingram didn't even touch the ball last week. Not once.
He played the very first play.
And then...
Didn't touch the ball.
How long was he pooping?
He never came back onto the field. I know this. He was... Right. I picked him up because he was super cheap and 0 points.
Man.
I also... Dobbins, but then you have Edwards. Edwards seems to be scoring
quite
a bit.
He's always getting a lot of touches and carries.
Yeah.
All right, and your sleeper.
So we each have a sleeper this week.
And yeah, we're just going to do one sleeper each. Mikey, if you have an idea of a guy for the super low.
Throw him in, yeah.
Just
so
throw
for my sleeper, I'm going to go with Christian Kirk. He's only $4,300. This was a guy that was in the 6,000s weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like he's had a rough couple weeks, but there's a lot of value there to playing the Eagles.
He had a very rough week.
Yeah, it's fine, though.
Wait, did he not...
He had a rough week.
I didn't take him anywhere. Did he not play very well?
But I feel like this week at $4,300, that's a sleeper pick. That
I had an awesome DraftKings with Kirk.
And he messed it up?
And he was the only one that messed it up.
Oh, well, so
he was getting a ton of targets.
And there
was
7 point
favorites? He always had targets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I said, he did have a rough week, but I think the bounce back is where the value is because $4,300 is cheap for a player of his caliber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went with the highest end I could. I had to with Ronald Jones out. Leonard Fournette is my sleeper this week at $4,500. I know I saw Shady get a lot of carries. LeSean McCoy, for people who don't know. He got a lot of touches last week, which maybe they'll keep riding his tail. But I think Leonard Fournette gets a touchdown, maybe a couple catches out of the backfield. So my sleeper pick is Leonard Fournette, 4,500. What do you think, Mike? You got a guy. I see it in your face.
I do have a guy. I'll tell you, I did a DraftKings before I got here tonight. And, Nate, you've said a lot of things that are on my DraftKings, so I feel like I might have to change some of these things. I'm not so sure. But
what are you saying?
I have one guy that I
am I a fart?
He's $3,400. It's going to be what I think is a high-scoring game. You got Alshon Jeffrey at $3,400. Philly against Arizona.
Got a touchdown last week.
You got Hurts. You know, the guy's actually playing. You know, he played 1-2 plays.
I think him and Hurts,
couple games. Now he's actually starting to get himself a role there. I think Alshon Jeffrey may be the sleeper of the week.
Okay. Yeah, and that's that. Very, like, $3,400 you said? That's super cheap.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What do you uh-oh?
I gotta get a sound for that, I mean.
You have one take, and you should should have the farts.
All right, keep going.
All right.
So that will conclude
our
Yeah, I think that's going to conclude
our NFL segment of the Luck Changers this week. If... That's a great conclusion. Can we take a quick break there to our last week birthday boy Slim? Is it pause?
Give it a little outro.
Yeah, give us an outro.
Okay.
Just press something you never pressed before.
I got one. Oh, I got one. Here.
Okay, here it is.
One.
Thanks for having me, Nate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Father Tone.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, that sounds like it's over. It ain't over. It ain't over.
I got it.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds. Close it. Someone pause it. I gotta take a leak.
Tear it out. Tear it out. Pieces.
I think I was in one once. Really? I was in that. I don't remember.
Tear it out. Tear it out. Pieces.
Pieces. All right, and we're back after a homemade Slimpy. Is that what that was?
You already know.
Oh, homemade. Expect a homemade beat every commercial break from yours truly, birthday boy of last week. I'm going to just keep saying that until next year.
Yeah, I like the better when you call me manager.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, he's the one who puts it all together. So we have ourselves some conference championship games this weekend. What happened? What did I miss?
I love that.
All right, so we're back. So first we have a big game between A&M and Tennessee. This is not a conference championship game, but if A&M wins, and who's four? Someone help me. I can't be alone.
Ohio State.
Oh yeah. Ohio State loses. A&M wins. They're in.
I like the Ohio State. They're minus 21 this week.
I got it at 20.5. I thought
my guy AJ locked that in.
Okay, AJ. What's up, AJ? Quick shout out, AJ. Thanks for listening. I know you're still here.
Love you, brother.
I know you're still here.
But
Ohio State's always a good pick.
Yeah. Minus 21. So
yeah, they
better win. They better cover that and win.
Although they've only played 5 games this
season. I don't care. They better make a statement, you know, just to secure it.
What else you got, Nate?
Well, I do have Ohio State minus 20.5, but with that A&M Tennessee game, I think the Vols cover plus 14. I think the Vols.
I think you're reaching.
They're 3-6, but they're at home.
I think you're reaching.
For what?
Just saying.
3-6, Tennessee Vols, plus 14. I like their freshman quarterback. I think they cover. I don't think they win. But, yeah, going right into the Ohio State game, that over-under is 57, which I know Northwestern has a tough defense, and they really like to slow the game down. Really tough run game. But Ohio State's way too much. I would like to tease it down to 14, but it's those key numbers. Might as well just take that extra touchdown.
I will never take an Ohio State under.
No.
Ohio State can come out and score 57 themselves.
Yeah, they can drop a 70 bomb.
And for me, I don't find as much value in the college teaser. I don't know why. Maybe just because I'm trash. But I feel like the college lines don't depend on those key numbers as much as the NFL lines do.
Right.
Maybe because they're not fixed. Who knows? But for me, I think it's interesting to look at the difference between the college and the NFL teasers. But I would never take the under on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably take the over.
I just like the way Northwestern slows down the ball, but I'm not going to touch the over under,
right?
Because I could see it going 28-24,
right?
Ohio State wins, but I also think Ohio State will roll. Ohio State minus 20.5, which brings me into the Big 12 championship game, Oklahoma versus Iowa State. Iowa State won the first round, but Oklahoma's minus 5.5. Over under is 58 in the Big 12 championship game.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the first game went 37-30, I believe, in the Cyclones' favor. Yeah, and they're both it's going to be Spencer Rattler versus Brock Purdy, two of the most high-powered offenses in the game. But you never know. With the championship games, the defense always comes out a little tougher. So I do think Oklahoma does win, so I'm going to start a teaser, which Father Tone just had a little thing about college teasers. I'm going to jump right into it because I do think Oklahoma wins, but I don't know by how much, so I'm going to switch it over and get a half point my way with Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just going to tease that. I don't have much to say about the Florida-Bama game. The over-under 74.5, which is super high, like 74.5 Nick Saban.
What's Florida going to do, though?
They just lost to LSU.
How many points are they going to score? I mean, Alabama's not going to score 74.
I think if Kyle Trask has one last hope to get the Heisman, I think he scores a lot of points, and that's why I'm going to tease the over at 68.5 because, I mean, when every time I see over-under in college football over like 72, it typically goes over.
Right.
Just from the last like few years of really getting into the taking overs in college football, the Big 12 was huge with getting overs. No one played defense.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But yeah, I'm going to tease Oklahoma getting a half point with Alabama, Florida over 68.5, which leads to probably the biggest, most important game of the weekend, Notre Dame versus Clemson.
Man, I know who I'm riding with, but I'll listen to you first.
I have an idea who Nate's going to pick.
Really? And Mikey knows because...
I have a very good idea.
I know who I'm going to
pick. So hear me out.
And it is not...
I can tell, Hold on. It's a big thing. All right. It's a crazy spread because... Clemson is giving
what's
up
the spread?
The 10.5.
10.5.
Clemson's giving 10.5 points to the only team that has beat them
Notre
in
Dame.
The regular season
okay.
since 2017. Notre Dame. And that
where,
was this
where
year.
Where are they playing this at? I guess it doesn't matter
at,
too much,
at,
does it?
Tag, or North Carolina? South Carolina?
Okay.
We got some A&A geekers.
So if I know my brother correctly...
So, here we go. And this is a 2-3 game, 10.5 points. It blows my mind. And all year, I have been against Notre Dame. Hated them. I've taken money lines against them. I've taken spreads against them. And I've gotten mollywopped.
Yeah,
like,
gee time.
Willikers, this thing has been just gosh darn awful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
not one time have
with
you
the,
won
with
the,
that
yeah.
being said,
it's the 19th.
We're taking Clemson minus 10.5.
Yeah.
Fuck Notre Dame.
I'm going to buy the point. I'm going to take a minus 10 because I'll spend the extra, you know.
Minus what?
Little bit of bread.
15 more
if
juice.
I can get it minus 120 at minus 10, I'm going to take that
right.
all day.
So I don't hate it. I don't think Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's a very good football team, but.
I felt good.
I guess I look at against Ohio State, I don't see them being able to keep up, but I don't know.
Yeah, Clemson we'll wants see. To play. They want to win. They want to prove that they are the best team in the nation.
Right.
But when it comes to college football, championship time, maybe Ohio State versus Clemson? Keep
so
tuned.
Is it those the college picks?
Well, we have one more
okay,
because
there you go. I thought
this
that
is
was
the
big game. Why wouldn't she save the big game until last?
Yeah, I
yeah.
blew it.
Interesting
like,
order.
Like I was,
but...
I was done. I'm exhausted.
It's this.
Yeah. All right, overtime.
This is
interesting
the,
episode.
This is the dream team of the year, the storybook team, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. And they're playing the UL Lafayette Raging Cajuns. And that probably sounds weird for non-real football
why
fans.
Why on earth?
Because Coastal Carolina is going for an undefeated season and trying to get a bid to a New Year's Six Bowl.
Okay.
They are 3.5-point favorites versus a UL Lafayette team that has beaten Iowa State this year. They just came off a win versus Appalachian State.
This is a real team.
Coastal Carolina has beat UL Lafayette earlier this year by 3. We're going with the Raging Cajuns of UL Lafayette.
Okay.
That's the Boogs Lock of the Week. The
okay.
BLOD. Find me a fart noise or make
okay.
it awful because UL Lafayette. UL Lafayette. UL Lafayette. Raging Cajuns.
Wait for this ad first. Hold on.
Oh.
That's
you didn't.
Wild.
Just buy it. Just buy
that was
it.
Extra wild.
Right.
After all that, I've never got so amped on the podcast before in 3 episodes.
It's
and
fine.
Now I get farted on. Well, Tone got farted on earlier. We'll just get
okay.
farted on.
It's fine.
All right, so, and that's going to wrap up the big college football weekend, which leads us to, oh, yeah, there's a good intro for Monty the Italian with the Fight Night Thompson versus Neil?
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Spot on.
All right, right on. Welcome back, Monty the Italian.
Thank you, thank you. Whoa, whoa, watch it, pal. Get back up. it's your boy, Monty the Italian, back here with my MMA corner to try and guide you guys to some money here on this weekend's UFC on ESPN Plus 41. A.K.A. UFC Vegas 17 card, headlined by welterweight Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who's taking on upcoming contender Jeff Hands of Steel Neal. So, of course, the first segment we do here is my fights to fade, which are, of course, my fights that I want absolutely nothing to do with. I will be keeping most of these ones off my bet slips, and the first fight to fade of the night takes place in the women's bantamweight division as number 13-ranked USA Zone, Sajara Eubanks, who is 6-5, takes on number 14-ranked Sweden's own Pani Kinzad, who is 13-5. So right now, Eubanks is a minus 165 favorite over the plus 130 Kinzad. I think
that could be a little bit closer. I think this one's going to be a three-round barn burner. This one's extremely evenly matched. Both of these fighters are pretty similar stylistically. Just feel like this one's going to be a toss-up. But if you guys do want to bet on it, take the over on the 2.5 rounds, because this one is definitely going to be going to decision. And a stat to back that up, Eubanks has never been stopped before in any of her career fights. And in her last 8 fights, they've all gone to decision. And then on the other side, Pani Khinzad hasn't been stopped since 2018, and 7 of her 8 last fights have gone to decision. So that's a safe bet there. But if you need my pick on this one, I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with Pani Khinzad, and she does carry a little bit of value at that plus 130 on the money line. But still, that's a fight to fade. The second one I'm choosing as a fight to fade is going to be the very next fight after that last one. This one's going to be at welterweight as number 12 ranked former UFC and WEC lightweight champion of the world, Anthony Showtime Pettis, who has a record of 23-10, will be taking on fellow veteran Alex the Great White Morono, who brings with him a record of 18-6 when he steps in the octagon. So this one could be a potential fight of the night candidate. Both of these guys are really high volume strikers who carry power in both of their hands. I can see this one going either way, which makes me very uncomfortable, especially seeing Pettis as a minus 240 favorite over the plus 190 underdog Alex Morono. I'm going to be picking Pettis in my picks, but I can't comfortably put him on any of my bet slips. But that is a fight to fade. And then my last F2F. Yeah, Slim, you can go ahead and start working on the trademark for that one. That's going to be in the heavyweight division as Poland's Marcin Tybura comes in with a record of 20-6. He's facing USA's Greg Hardy, who has a record of 7-2 with 1 no contest. This one's going to be really tough to call, as shown by the odds. Right now, Tybura is the slightest of favorites at minus 106, with Hardy being slightly an underdog at minus 118. Both of these guys are really good at each other's weaknesses. Tybura is a fantastic grappler, and Hardy on the other side has one-punch knockout power. I think either Tybura caves under Hardy's pressure in the first round, or Tybura just ends up dragging Hardy into deep waters, and this one lays on top of him for 3 rounds. This one's too scary for me to touch. I want nothing to do with it. My pick's going to be Tybura, but not the most confident. So those are your guys' 3 fights to fade for this fight night. My next segment here is going to be my fighters whose odds currently have really good values. My first one is taking place in the second fight of the night. This one is going to be in the flyweight division as Jimmy the Brick Flick, who is 15-5, comes in to take on Cody Durden, who has a record of 11 wins, 2 losses, and 1 draw. I really think Flick has value. Right now, he's only a minus 165 favorite over the plus 130 Durden. I think he could be a much bigger favorite than that one. Durden's a wrestler. He loves taking his fights to the ground, but that could be a big problem against the former LFA champion, Jimmy Flick, who has won all of his stoppages by submission, and I think he has the ability to become one of the most prominent submission artists in this flyweight division. I think he takes this one, and I would even sprinkle him winning by submission on a couple parlays, maybe. Give me some Jimmy Flick. And then my next fighter whose odds I'm loving right now is USA's Chaos Williams, who has a record of 11-1. He's taking on Brazil's Michel Pereira, who has a record of 24-11. This guy is one of the UFC's most exciting fighters, but so far in his UFC career, Chaos Williams has done nothing but stun me. He's 2-0 so far. He has a 30-second knockout, a 27-second knockout, which was the 9th fastest stoppage in welterweight history. He was an underdog in both of his last fights, too, and has clearly dominated both times. He's taking on Pereira, who is must-watch television. The thing, though, I've seen him gas out in several fights. He looked to be the best he's ever looked in his last fight, but I just think Chaos Williams' pressure is just going to be overwhelming for him. I'm loving the underdog in this one. Give me Chaos Williams heavy. And then my final fighter, whose odds I'm loving right now, will be fighting in the main event of the evening. It's Jeff Hands of Steel Neal, who's coming in undefeated in the UFC, and he has an overall record of 13-2. As Nate mentioned before, he is going to be taking on Wonderboy Stephen Thompson, who has a record of 15 wins, 4 losses, and 1 draw. Right now, Neal is the slight favorite at minus 120, with Thompson being the plus 100 underdog. I think Neal has a striking style that matches up very well against Wonderboy. Thompson loves using his range, but that's going to be very tough against an in-your-face fighter like Jeff Neal. I think it's going to be extremely tough for him to keep Neal off of him for 5 rounds. Neal's pressure and volume, too much for Wonderboy. I'm loving his odds as just a minus 120 favorite. And then finally, it's time for your guys, Monty the Italian's money maker parlay of the day. I failed you guys last week when my parlay busted on that final fight. Damn you, Jack Hermanson. But I'm planning on coming back very strong here in this one. I'm even going to up my four-fight parlay to a five-fight parlay this week.
Oh, damn.
That's how I'm feeling. So I'm starting my parlay with that flyweight bout. Give me Jimmy Flick. I think he's going to beat Durden handily in that bout. Right now, like I said, Flick only a minus 165 favorite in that fight. And then my next one I'm going to put on my parlay is Tafan Nchukwi, who's coming in at 4-0, taking on fellow Contender Series alum Jamie Pickett, who has a record of 11-4. I think Nchukwi is basically a 185-pound version of fellow Cameroonian-born fighter Francis Ngannou. I think he takes this one. I'm putting him on my parlay. Right now, Nchukwi is the biggest favorite on the card, but he's only a minus 305, so I'll have him on a lot of my parlays. I'm also loving Magic Marlon Moraes, who's a minus 150 favorite right now over Rob Font. I'm confident he takes the win in this one. And then I'm putting my two other fighters who I had value on with Chaos Williams and Jeff Neal on my MMA money parlay maker of the or money maker parlay of the day, whatever it is. So right now the parlay is Flick at minus 165, Nchukwi at minus 305, Moraes at minus 155. I think that went up. And then Williams at plus 100. And Neil at minus 120. That slip would have odds of plus 1,225. That's just crazy enough to work, my friends. We're hitting big this weekend. It's a risky parlay, but it's juicy enough. And it's only got one underdog on it. I'm confident with this one. So that's your money maker parlay of the day. Good luck, Pisons. And as always, I'm your sub co-host trying to get you the toast at the end of the night. Monty the Italian out.
Thank you, Monty the Italian, the UFC MMA aficionado.
So, come get some, Slim. Hey, by the way, that shit you did last week.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
Trash. What? Garbage Town, USA.
Here you go. Get
what?
Here
what do you mean?
Defend
you
just, yourself.
No, nah, he just went up the list and talked about a couple fights. Like
you just went up a fucking list.
But they had flair to them. It was like fights to fade. These guys got value.
Just because you're Italian, like, not doesn't mean shit. I still
Mikey,
stuck in
do
for
it.
You.
You were just like.
It's like you called off. Do it, Mikey. And I subbed in and picked up the shift, and I did the best
and,
I could.
And everybody picked on the substitute teacher. The kids were bad for you.
You can stop with that. Damn it.
I liked it, Slim. I thought he had a great birthday
Thank
spiel.
You.
And
Thank
so I think that just about concludes the Luck Changers. I will go ahead and shout out a couple podcasts that you need to go over and listen to. ANA MMA.
Of course.
Have to. All the MMA news. Fight
you can
outlooks.
Also follow us on Twitter if you guys want to hang out on fight night. I'm always live tweeting every single fight. If you need results, predictions, all that stuff, come over and follow A&A_MMA. That's the letter A, the word and, the letter A, _MMA.
On Twitter. And I have our host for the evening, a beautiful studio that he was happily letting us record in. Go ahead and give your spiel on your two podcasts, Mr. Wacky.
What's up, everybody? It's Wacky.
Wacky.
We have the Wacky and Monty Show. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, that's going to be Wacky_Monty Show. If you want to follow the other podcast on Twitter, which is Whack and Cheese.
Movies and Games.
That one's going to be Whack and Cheese MG on Twitter. And our Instagram for both of those are Wacky and Monty Show and Whack and Cheese.
That's Whack
on IG
and Cheese. Whack spelled WACKY. Don't you guys forget it.
Everyone loves Monty. Everyone loves Wacky. And everyone loves Movies and Games and Cheese.
And Cheese.
That is just, I mean, I think he's going off the walls. Is there a point where we can mute him when he just really goes off on that soundboard?
Tell me when.
He's got the button.
No!
All right, so go ahead. You can listen to us wherever you find your podcast. Obviously, if you made it this far, that's super sick. Follow us on TikTok now. We have a TikTok. We're not dancing, but we're...
Who's going to be dancing?
There's a... There,
can we, though?
Yeah, I want to to see some dance.
I need to see some ass shaking.
I've always been known to bust a move or two and cut a rug. I'm not afraid to dance, but
cut a rug.
You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Luck Changers Podcast.
Whatever the kids are using nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that. And I'm just going to give you a couple insights, couple snippets from the podcast. We're gonna throw it on there. If you're on podcast or TikTok, follow us, Instagram, Twitter. So if you're listening at this point, fuck.
Turn us on. Yo,
yeah, good lord.
Yo, next week I'm coming with some fire NBA picks too.
Hey, NBA is back. We're going to have a new segment on the Luck Changers.
I'm
welcome to
one.
The NBA. Monty the Italian and Slim. And
no,
wet,
not Slim.
Or like
not
the
Slim.
NBA
not Slim.
Not Slim. All right, yeah. All right. Can we? All right. I don't know how to end it. Can we just say someone say, bye to the people.
Bye to the people.
Man,
Monty.
Oh, bye to. Hey, whoa, boom, cannoli. Get out of here. You're hanging around here too long. What are you doing?
Walking here.
I told you to get off my lawn.
Walking here.